Let us pray.
Lord, this morning we come to you. We commit ourselves to you so that, Lord, you can speak to us. So that we can know how great you are. And what a wonderful salvation you have given to those who believe in you. So that we can respond to your wonderful salvation and we can trust in you and to be willing to be transformed by you and to live for you, for your glory. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A few months ago, we looked at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 21, on the theme, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit is not characterized by rolling on the floor or hypnotized by someone on the stage. Instead, it is characterized with verbal expressions of God's words to one another, giving thanks to God and submitting to one another. The consequence is growing in God-honoring interpersonal relationship. This includes husband and wife relationship in chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. Children-parents relationship in chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. Servants and master relationship in chapter 6, verse 5 to 9. Last time we looked at the way to a redeemed marriage, from the last part of chapter 5. This morning, I would like to continue with chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Before we start, I would like you to think of a question. Think about your own parents. Based on a scale from 1 to 10, how good you are honoring your parents. How good you are honoring them individually, with one indicating very bad, and to 10 being very good. Think about that now. Give a rating to yourself. How good you are honoring your parents. 1 to 10. You can feel safe to do the rating. I won't ask you. And you don't need to tell other people. But just reflect on this. How do you rate yourself in honoring your parents? Your father, your mother. Assuming you have done the ratings for both of your parents, let us read chapter 6, verse 1 to 3 of the book of Ephesians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. The theme I would like to give to these few verses is the way to a redeemed relationship with parents, honoring them. I would like to look at two main points on this theme. The first one, honoring parents is a blessing commandment. The second one, how to honor your parents. Let us look at the first point. Honoring parents is a commandment promised with blessings. We know that the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament are a very important commandment given to the Israelites by God. They were given them through Moses, written on two tablets of stone with the fingers of God. The first four commandments are concerning about the relationship between man and God. That is to love God. The last six commandments is talking about the relationship between man and man. That is to love man. That's why Jesus said that. Loving God is the great and the first commandment. The second is loving man. On these two commandments depends all the law and the prophets. Also, the arrangement of the Ten Commandments indicates that only when a man firstly has the right and good relationship with God, then he can have the right and good relationship with other people. Honoring parents is the fifth commandment. This is the first of the six commandments concerning man-man relationship. Therefore, the commandment of honoring parents is the pivotal point of man-God relationship and man-man relationship. When you know how to relate with your parents in a godly way, you then know how to relate with other people in a godly way. Some people, they have problems in interpersonal relationship and try hard to understand and fix it, but they can't. One possible major hindrances and issue is the unresolved issues with their parents. Once they deal with their relationship with their parents properly, they are able to fix their own other personal relationship. Because dealing and improving the relationship with parents can give them precious insight and preparation to deal with other relationships. Therefore, honoring parents is a very important commandment, which directly, indirectly, affecting all our other interpersonal relationships. If you find difficult in relating to others, you may consider praying to God to show and help you to deal with your relationship with your parents. After God gave out the fifth commandment to his people in the book of Exodus, the same commandment are quoted for another seven times in the Bible. In total, three times in its complete form, the one we just read, and five times in short form. Two times in Old Testament, six times in New Testament. Two times said by Moses, and five times quoted by Jesus in the Gospels, and one time by Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, we just read. All these are telling us honoring parents is a very important commandment in God's eyes. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 to 3, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. In the New Testament original Greek, to honor includes meaning like to assign value and to give honor. In the Old Testament original Hebrews, it has meaning to be weighty, to respect, and to give glory. That points us to see honoring parents means assign weighty value to parents and give honor to them, to respect parents and give glory to parents. Sadly, this commandment has been taken lightly and even ignored, even by many Christians, young and old. Not talking about the world, even Christians, young and old. Brothers and sisters, do you honor your parents? Do you respect your parents and assign weighty value to them, to what they say? Do you give glory and honor to your parents? Not only this, honoring parents is an important commandment. In fact, it is the first commandment with promise of blessings. But the promise is not that if you honor your parents, then you will live longer, and if you don't, then you will die young. There are godly people, they honor their parents, who die young. And wicked people, they are dishonoring their parents, live to very old age. The commandment and the related promise here in Ephesians is quoted from Exodus chapter 20, where it originally says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." Which land Exodus 20 is referring to? It's the land that the Lord your God is giving you. That is the land of Canaan, which God was going to give to Israel people. This promised land of milk and honey in the Old Testament is to signify the riches of Christ in the New Testament. Therefore, Paul quoted this Old Testament promise to New Testament Christians. The meaning and application is as follows. Honor your parent, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in Christ with his riches. Because the riches in the land of Canaan is to signify the riches in Christ. If you want to live long in Christ, to enjoy his spiritual blessing, spiritual riches, ask the Lord to teach you how to honor your parents today. Honoring parents, indeed, has the promise of God's blessing, but it also has the promise of God's judgment. Jesus quoted Old Testament commandment in Matthew chapter 15, verse 4, saying, "For God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die." This is what is written in the Old Testament. Here the translated word reviles in the Old Testament Hebrews means despise. When Jesus quoted it, in the New Testament Greek means speak evil of or insult. Therefore, in the Old Testament, the judgment of insulting, despising, or speaking evil of parents is death. Now you might say, we are not in the Old Testament, but New Testament. We are in the age of grace. Yes, it is. But the grace of God is not for us to take dishonoring parents lightly. Dishonoring parents does grieve the Holy Spirit when God's children dishonor or despising their parents. If the Holy Spirit prompts you to recall any deeds or saying you made in the past dishonoring or despising your parents, ask the Lord to forgive you and cleanse you with the blood of Jesus. When I prepare for today's message a couple of days ago, I remember recently I said something about my deceased father to someone, which I shouldn't have said. I felt bad. And I went to ask the person I said to ask them for forgiveness. Have you dishonored your parents? If you did, ask the Lord to forgive you and deal with it if necessary. The eye in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17, it says, "The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures." Have you ever used your eyes to mock your parents? Someone might say, "I did use my eyes to mock my parents, but my eyes still here. Have not yet picked out by ravens." Tragically, their eyes have been picked out, even without their knowing. Their spiritual eyes have gone. Some people have been Christians for many years, but still can't see adequately the preciousness and the beauty of the Lord. Is it possible that their spiritual blindness is caused by dishonoring their parents, despising them? Why God used such a strong intonation toward people despising parents? It is because in the despising eyes, there is something God hates very much. They are the spirit of ungratefulness, the spirit of disobedience, the spirit of pride. Let us get rid of our despising eyes towards our parents and replace them with spirit of gratefulness, spirit of submission, spirit of humility. How to get rid of and replace the despising eyes? By confessing our sins, including dishonoring parents, and believing in Jesus and His salvation. Through believing, the forgiving and the cleansing power of His blood, our sins can be forgiven, and we can be given a new life from God. As said in Ephesians chapter 4, this new life is created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. As this new life grows in us, our ungratefulness, disobedience, pride can be transformed into gratefulness, submission, and humility. This is the redemption work of God in us. He wants to do through the gospel of Jesus. I became a Christian when I was 14 years old. Not long after that, there was a question out of blue came to my mind. As I walking, out of the blue came to my mind. The question is, why don't you call your mom Mama? Mama in Cantonese is mom. Why don't you call your mom Mama? It might sound strange to you. I can only recall the time I called my mom Mama up to maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years old. That means I have a long time not addressing my own mom, mama. There were many years, long years of conflicts and wars between my mom and my grandma, even before I was born. When I was very young, maybe 2 or 3 years old, somehow I was chosen and grasped by my grandma into her camp. Our family, children, our siblings, we have 2 camps. One camp is on my mom's side, one camp is on my grandma's side. I was on my grandma's side. My grandma kept on telling me I was picked up from the street. And my current mom was not my real mom. And my current mom is bad, and I shouldn't be nice to her. This is what my grandma told me. All the time. Therefore, I was very detached to my mom and with very little affection to her since I was very young. You can imagine how lacking honoring my mom when I was young. That's why when this apparent strange question asking me, not long after I became a Christian, why don't you call your mom mama? Then an answer appeared in my heart. Christian should call their mom mama. From then on, I restarted to call my mom mama. When I look back my life, this is one of the many redemption work done in my life by God on honoring my parents. Having said that, I learned very slowly. I attended Sunday church service every week, no matter exam, no matter whatever. Unless I'm sick, I always go to a Sunday meeting. But I never heard of a message of honoring parents being preached as long as I can recall. I was very lack of knowledge and understanding of God's desire for honoring my parents. I didn't know how to relate with my parents. I didn't know how to honor them. I missed a long, very many years and opportunities to honoring my parents. I hope that you can be different. Today you have opportunity to hear the word of God on honoring parents. I hope that you can learn something important in your life. To grasp the opportunity to learn to honor your parents today. So that your parents can enjoy the blessing much more earlier through your honoring them. So that you can enjoy the blessing in Christ much more earlier through honoring your parents. We have just seen the honoring parents in this is an important commandment promised with blessing. Also, Jesus and his precious blood can redeem us from judgment of sins to blessing in Christ. Now let us look at the second main point of today's message. How to honor your parents. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." This verse addresses particularly to children. Who are children here referring to? Children here referring to for those underage. They need to obey their parents. Actually, not only just for underage children. Even for those unmarried adults, if you are not financially independent from your parents, you are still regarded as their children, and you should obey your parents. God desires children to be under the authority of parents. He is pleased to develop an obedient spirit in you through your parents. Through your parents, God wants to deal with our disobedient and proud spirit inherited from the old man in Ephesians chapter 4. The self-centeredness of our old self hinders us to obey our parents. This is the same self-centeredness hinder us to obey God. So God wants us to teach us how to deny our self-centeredness through our parents and develop a submissive and loving spirit. So next time or tonight, when your parents ask you to do some house chore, what should you do? Do it. Recognize reorganize your time to make room to do it. Do it willingly. Do it for pleasing God. Do it for honoring your parents. Do it with the hope that you can share more of Christ's humility and love through obeying your parents this time. What kind of parents God wants children to obey in order to develop a humble and submissive spirit? Is it only Christian parents or non-Christian parents as well? Good parents or bad parents? It's your parents. Whether they are Christian or non-Christian, whether they are bad or good. Who chose your parents? You can't choose your parents. Neither your parents can choose to be your parents. It is God who chose your parents to be your current parents. He foreknew who will be your parents. He also knew them very well. He knew that they might be good parents after God's heart. God even knew that they can be bad parents sinning against Him and you. If God allows them to be your earthly parents in His sovereignty, His desire is to bless you with submissive and loving spirit. In this process, He desires to give you grace. He wants you to experience His grace is sufficient for you so that He can heal the hurts and harm even caused by your parents due to ignorance or even sin. God is able to redeem and turn the evil impact into marks of grace through the redemptive work in your life by the power of the gospel and His love. As God said in Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and 12, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. I will hear you." This is what Joseph experienced and testified. His brother were very cruel and evil towards him. However, God is able to redeem Joseph from these evil deeds, turn the hurts and damage into blessings. As He said in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, "But as for you," he said to his brothers later on, "but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." That's why Joseph can even forgive and love his brothers. Therefore, God wants you to obey your parents is to prosper you in Christ, but not to harm you, even you feel that you have bad parents. The love and good care your parents fail to provide to you because of their limitation or even sins, God
can provide by himself and redeem. Psalm chapter 68 said, Father, the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy inhabitation. He desires to give you hope and a blessed future by transforming you with the likeness of his Son in you. That's why God still wants you to obey your parents, even bad parents. On the other hand, disobedience to parents, God wants has a boundary. It's not unlimited obedience, has a boundary. Because Paul said, obey your parents in the Lord. The boundary is in the Lord, in Christ. In a matter of obedience to authority, we don't obey to the authority just above us. When the high authority is conflicting with the authority just above us, we should obey the high authority instead, but not the authority just above us. In other words, if the authority just above you asks you to sin against God, you shouldn't disobey God, the high authority, in order to obey the authority just above you. If your parents ask you to do something you reckon that the Lord might not be pleased with, then you need to seek the Lord whether this is the case. If this is the case, we then need to seek God's wisdom and communicate with our parents with a humble spirit to try to understand the underlying purpose of our parents' bidding, to see whether there are other ways to fulfill our parents' underlying purpose without doing the things that displeases God. As a fabricated example, Stephen's non-Christian father wants to improve his math by sending him to a very good math coaching class, only available on Sunday morning. The time clashes with his Sunday service, which he thinks God wants him to attend every week. Should Stephen obey his father or should he go to church? Stephen understands the underlying purpose of his father is to improve his math. He then communicates with the father to suggest another math coaching class for him to attend. Stephen even promised that he will work very hard at both at school and at the coaching class. He also explained to the father that his church attending can give him motivation and strength for his study. He asked the father to give him a chance to try that alternative. All the above communication or appeal is done in a humble and respectful way. According to the fabricated story I made, Stephen's father is happy with Stephen's alternative suggestion. Because of his trust in his son's consideration and promise of working hard. Oftentimes, if we consistently have good testimony before non-believers, including our fathers, it will be easier for them to accept our alternative suggestion, for us to avoid disobedience to them. However, sometimes God does allow difficult situations to happen. Sometimes the parents insist their demand at the end. Even we appeal respectfully. Then you might need to disobey your parents on that matter, but with a gentle and meek spirit. As Peter said in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, we must obey God rather than man. This obedience is for loving our God. On the other hand, this disobedience is also for loving the parents, because the disobedience can stop and avoid the actual harmful consequences to be caused by the wrong instruction of the parents and the righteous judgment to them from God. This is how we should obey. We should disobey with a submissive and loving spirit towards our parents. When I was in senior high school, a few Christian schoolmates, including myself, initiated a Christian group at school to preach the gospel. In one Friday gospel meeting afternoon, a schoolmate decided to believe in the Lord and follow Him. At that time, she was at a year similar to Australia HSC. In Hong Kong, it was very difficult and competitive to be accepted into a university. After believing, she was she struggled. She struggled about going to church on Sunday or not. But she knew that she should go because she became a Christian. On the other hand, she worried about missing one day each week for study, which would disadvantage her study in comparison with other students. Eventually, she decided to give Sunday to God, going to church. She asked the Lord to help her to pay very good attention in classes during the week and work very hard after school on the other 6 days, except Sunday. She prayed to God for extra grace and wisdom in her studies. That weekend, she told her mom in a respectful way that she had believed in Jesus and needed to go to church on Sunday. Her mom was very angry and said to her, "You can't believe in Jesus. If you dare stepping out of our home to go to church, you won't be able to come back. I will lock you out." That Sunday morning, she did go to church. When she came back home, her mom didn't let her in. She could only standing outside the home door all day crying. At night, her mom's heart was softened, worrying about the safety of the daughter at night, because at that time, outside home at night is dangerous. The mom finally let her in, saying to the daughter, "Okay, I let you to go to church, but you can never be baptized." After some time, my schoolmate thought that she should obey the Lord to get baptized. And then she told her mom. The mom said to her very reluctantly, "Okay, I let you to get baptized, but you can never bring your brother to church and turn him into a believer." Because the mom was very concerning about the need to keep the son to do the ancestor worship for the family. After some time, by God's grace, the brother also believed in the Lord and went to church. After many years, the mom said, "Among all my children, this daughter is the best." The mom believed in the Lord eventually. The sister was faithful in disobeying her mom in a humble and respectful way for obeying God. God has been pleased with her and is responsible to take care of her. After looking at honoring parents by obeying them as children, now we are going to look at how to honor parents by loving them. This honoring is not confined to children, but all ages. Obeying parents actually is one of the ways of honoring parents by loving them. You love them, so you obey them. But I would like to share a few other ways with you. The first aspect is to spend time with your parents and learn to share with them, talk to them. As you grow older, from childhood to teenager or young adulthood. In front of you, there is exciting new world for you to explore. You might want to spend more time with your friends rather than your parents. This can easily draw most of your attention so that there is a natural tendency to leave your parents behind and ignore them. Therefore, it is important to make a conscious effort to spend time to communicate with your parents as you grow older. And when you talk to them, be patient. Because elderly parents, they think slow and respond slow. And they always forget. But be patient. How they are patient when you are a baby, you should be patient with them when they are old. And also, try to know them. And try to let yourself to be known by them. Let them understand you. This is an act of love. Through listening to them and share with them. And also ask them what you can pray for them. Ask them what you can give thanks for them in their experience with God. And share with them how God being gracious to you recently, what you have experienced and learned from God, what is your need or worry these days, so that you can invite them to pray for you. As you share your life with them and let them know you better, your parents will feel honored and feel loved, and they are comforted. Secondly, we can honor our parents by showing appreciation and deflecting praises. God desires us to learn to give honor to our parents. No parent is perfect. Each parent has their own or his or her own shortcomings or blind spots. God desires us to learn to accept them for their imperfection with love, as God accepted us with unconditional love. God delights in us to have a grateful spirit so that we know how to give appreciation and thanks to our parents. When someone praises you, you can learn to deflect the praises to your parents. For example, if someone said, you play piano so well, what do you respond? Oh, thank you. Or, thank you for your encouragement. Or you might say, thank you. Actually, today I can play piano is because my parents have been putting into a lot of time, effort, and encouragement for me. Or saying, because God has given me a lot of resources and encouragement through my parents. These are outward expressions of inner appreciation and gratefulness towards parents from a thankful heart. Thirdly, as our parents grow older, we can honor them by looking after their physical needs. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 4-7, "For God commanded, honor your father and mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, if anyone tells his father or his mother, 'What you would have gained from me is given to God,' he need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites." The background is that God commands the Jews in the Old Testament to honor their parents, including giving financial gifts. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, excused people neglecting providing elderly parents financially by providing financially to God. Here Jesus said indirectly but clearly that we should help legitimate with physical and financial need to our elderly parents. We should spend time and money for our elderly parents' need. We can't deny our responsibility by saying that we have already used our time and money to serve God. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4 and verse 6, "But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and make some return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." In these two verses, Paul said very clearly that children should provide their elderly parents. If they do not, they have denied the faith and is worse than unbeliever. These are severe words. Paul said, we should remember how much our parents have provided us when we were young, so that we are aware to return to provide to our parents when they become old and needy. Some people, including Christians nowadays, provide care to their children and their parents with very different and contrasting attitudes. They take initiatives, priority, and a lot of resources to improve their young children's well-being in terms of physical, emotionally, and spiritual needs, but forget and ignore their elderly parents in similar needs with different ways. They are willing to sacrifice much for their own children in time and money, but not willing to sacrifice for their own parents with time and money. In God's eyes, both their young children and elderly parents are equally precious. Actually, our elderly parents will probably finish their earthly time to see God much sooner. Therefore, we should have a sense of urgency to take care of their well-being, so that they can finish well and be more ready to see God. Let us learn to provide our elderly parents for their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. John chapter 19, verse 26 to 27 said, "When Jesus saw his mother, the disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' At that time, Jesus was crucified on the cross." Verse 27. "Then he said to his disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home." Here Jesus, even in his great pain, he didn't forget his earthly mother Mary's need. He entrusted her to her beloved disciple John to look after her and provide her need. Are you willing to provide your elderly parents' need? Look after them. Don't forget, that is the opportunity for you to receive God's blessing in Christ. Not only honoring our own parents, married couple can honor their parents together in one accord. On this matter, I'm always very grateful to Yvonne, my wife. For many years, my mom had a very enmity relationship with her mother-in-law, who was my grandma. Due to the bad relationship with my grandma and with my dad, my mom had a very difficult life. Later, she developed into severe OCD, obsessive-compulsive disorder. When our daughter, Joy, was born, we moved from a two-bedroom unit to a three-bedroom unit. Then Yvonne initiated to me that she wanted to invite my mom to come to live with us. At that time, my mom was very lonely, with no friends, and lived by herself. Yvonne knew very clearly that my mom was not able to help looking after Joy or doing any house chores for us. She won't. She was not able to. Yvonne's initiative is purely just because of caring my mom's well-being. She wanted to help her to be happy. She wanted to take care of my mom easier by living under the same roof. Living with my mom was causing Yvonne much inconvenience. My mom always needed to stay in the only bathroom we had for hours and hours to wash her clothes and hands due to the OCD. She didn't like to use our washing machine. Imagine we have a newborn baby. So this is inconvenient. When I was young, there was a lot of neglect and lacking on my side to honor my father and my mother. Thank God, he has used Yvonne to supplement my lacking in honor my parents. Of course, one thing to remind the husbands, it is a very good testimony to have the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law to live nearby or live together, so that the elderly mother can be well looked after. But it was also very, very challenging. My mother experienced the challenge. This can be a good testimony, but it's also challenging. And the father and the husband is a key person. The husband needs to know how to understand the wife and love her dearly so that she can be strengthened for her love towards her mother-in-law. Lastly, we can honor our parents through praying for them. Intercession is a real form of loving and serving the person we intercede for. It is an effective way to co-work with God to bring blessing to our parents. It is a very practical way to love and honor our parents. Because a lot of things we can't do, but God can do. Through intercession of faith and love, God can do miracles on our parents. All by God's grace, I can see how God miraculously worked on my mom's life through our intercessions, including that from my younger brother. He prayed for mom every day until she was received by the Lord. Through intercession, God did turn my mom's life of sadness, bitterness, and hopelessness into forgiveness and peace. In her last few years on earth, she even became a faithful intercessor, calling the names of all her children and grandchildren, interceding for them one by one, including my children, Joy and Abraham. God did prepare my mom to go to see him and enjoy his rest through the miracle of God's co-working with our intercession. Therefore, let us encourage one another, pray for our parents. God can redeem the path into the marks of grace. Praying for parents is a practical way to honor parents. Lastly, I have a few words for parents. As you honor your elderly parents today, not only you will enjoy the blessing in Christ, your children will learn from you so that they are able to honor you when you grow old. And then, in turn, they can receive blessing in Christ. And to honor and to learn to honor you when you need them. I need to stop here because of time. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your wonderful grace and how you bear all the sins of the world to give us life, give us new life, so that you can redeem all the sadness and even can forgive us of our sins, to transform us, to share your likeness, and to give glory to you, so that we can give glory to you. Lord, we pray that you help us to experience your grace on the matter on honoring parents today, for your glory. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.